Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Vav. We're going to start in the second line, and we're going to be talking about cases of Suffek, when we're strict, when we're lenient, and then in the second, in the Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the concept of Breira. It's a very important halachic concept of Breira, and then we're going to see that one of more famous cases is in the Mishnah. That's when you can basically say retroactively, this is what I meant to say. So we're going to see that. So let's begin. So we're going to begin the second line. Kashid Rav Yossi ad Rav Yossi. So there's a contradiction between Rav Yossi and our Mishnah. Rav Yossi and our Mishnah said that a Suffek Eruv is kosher. However, in Mikvos, he said that someone who became Suffek, whether he went to the mikvah, whether it was a kosher immersion in the mikvah, so there he says that you are Tameh. So how can that be? Why is he lenient when it comes to Erev and strict when it comes to Mikvah? Rav Huna bar Chinina, Shani Tuma ho v'yesha ikra min haTorah, that Tuma, even though the specific case is a rabbinic case, but since it comes from a Torah concept, so therefore the Chachamim were strict even when it came to, a Drabanan, because ikra min haTorah. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, but when it comes to Ervin, so Tchumim is Midrabanan, and therefore Suffek Rav Yossi was lenient. So Gemara says, Shabbos not Midaraisa. He says, yeah, but Shabbos, that's a Daraisa concept. How can you say that that Ikar is not Minat Torah? This is Shabbos. So why is Rav Yossi lenient when it comes to a Suffek, whether the Eru food was existent at the onset of Shabbos? The Gemara answers, because Rav Yossi Tchumim Midrabanan, that the concept Tchumim itself, that's a rabbinic concept. Another way you can resolve the contradiction is say, really, Rav Yossi is strict when it comes to even a Suffek Drabanan case, and the reason why that he was strict by Suffek Tuba, that is his position, and when it comes to Suffek Eruv, when he was lenient, that was in the name of his Rebbe. Dekanami, the Tanya Rav Yossi of Tulmos, Heid, Mishum Chamisha Tukadim, Shesavik Eruv Kasher. That we were lenient. Hold on. Okay, so we're saying here's the following. I don't know where we got cut off there, Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Okay. Hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay. Sorry about that. Got it. Okay. So we said that the difference is that when it comes to can you hear me now? Can everyone hear me now or not? Okay, can you hear me now? No, 1 second. Okay, can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me now? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, so if I get lost again, I'll try to go by my phone. Okay, so another answer is that Rav Yossi, when he was lenient, he was following Avtulmos. He said, I'm Rav Yossi, Avtulmos, hey, Mishim, Chamish, Zakenim, Shetabik, Eruv, Kasher. So he said in name of five Zakenim that Suffek Eruv is Kasher. So the fact that he was lenient by Suffek Eruv, that's not his opinion, that's Avtulmos's opinion, but he himself is strict when it comes to Suffek Drabanan. Rav Amar, Rava says, really Rav Yossi is lenient when it comes to Suffek Drabanan, and Hasim Hainu Tamad Rav Yossi. The reason why by Suffek Tevel, the reason why he is strict is Hame Tame Al Cheskaso Ve Malo Tavo. You can say that when it comes to Tevel, you can say that originally the reason why by he's talking about Suffek Tevel is that you can say that it was Tameh on its original status. It was Vadei Tameh Veimalo Tavel, and you can say that he never went to the mikvah, and then he still is Tameh initially. In other words, if you're relying on his original state was Tameh, and then maybe he never went to the mikvah, so his original status is tuma. So the Gemara says, no, adrabba, hamid mikvah cheskaso. You should, just the opposite, you should presume that the mikvah was good, and aim a lo chasar, and say that that at the time of the mikvah, it, when he went down, it was fine, and so maybe we should be lenient. Why do you say in the chazako the presumption that he's tamei? Say the presumption is the mikvah was tahor, was a good mikvah. So Gemara says we're talking about a mikvah that was never measured to begin with, so there was no cheskas tara when it comes to the mikvah. Now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that explains that that explains that Yossi is lenient when it comes to Safik Eruv only in a case of chazaka. So Tanya, we learn in a braisa Ketzad Amar Rav Yossi Safik Eruv Kasher. So what's the situation where Rav Yossi would say Safik Eruv is kasher? Eruv Bitruma, let's say if you you made an Eruv Truma with Truma. And Safik Mibod Yom Nitmeis. And let's say the Truma became Tame, but you don't know when it became Tame. Did it become Tame on Friday, or did it become Tame Friday night? If it became Tame Friday night, then you're good, because at the onset of Shabbos, it was Tahor. Safik Mishecha Shecha Nitmeis, right? Was it after, or was it not after? So the Chayin Beperos, and similarly, if you, let's say you made an Erev with fruits, that was Tevel, that you didn't separate Truma, and suffering bod yom nit kenu, suffering mechashecha nit kenu. So you don't know whether the meiser was separated before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So zehu suffering erev kasher. So this is an instance of suffering erev where we say you're kasher. Aval eruv betruma. Let's say you made an eruv tchumim, getting with the food with truma, suffering tahora, suffering tameh, where it wasn't clear whether it's tahor or tameh. And also with fruit, it was a suffix whether it was you separate maaser or not. Ain't a suffix erev kasher. So since there never was a cheskas kashrus at all, then Rav Yossi would be strict. So the Gemara asks, Maishina truma damrinan hamei truma cheskas suvei matorehi. What's the difference by truma that we say by truma presume that it was tahor beidash mashos and therefore it's kasher? The fruit also. Why don't you say that by the peros as well? Say that but that the presumption was that it's tevel until you know otherwise. And say that still Beinash Mashos, it hasn't been Meisered yet, and so say it's Tevel. Why are we lenient by Peros? I understand why we're lenient by Truma, but why are we not lenient by Peros? Why are we lenient, yes, by Peros? We should say it should remain on its original status, and it should be Tevel. So we say, Lo Tema, Sabin Bod Yom Nitkanu, Ela Ema, Safik mi ba'od yom nidmu. Safik mishecha shecha nidmu. Don't read it that there's a doubt whether the maestros were taken off from dark or not. No. The case with the peros is you know that maestros were separated, but what happened? This good fruit, the fruit, already, you already separated trumas and maestros, so it was kosher. It was fine. It was halachli mutter. But then you know that this got mixed up with other food that was tevel. And so if it mixed up with that, so then it becomes dimua. That's the halachic status. But you don't know if it happened after it got darker beforehand. So that's a case where the chazaka was, you know, that it was fixed. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi would be lenient in that circumstance. Boy, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Huda, how you lefano shtei kikros, achas tamei v'achas tahora. Let's say he had in front of him two loaves of bread. One was tamei and you can't eat it and it's not fit for eruv, and one that's tahora and it's fit to make for an eruv food, and you don't know which is tahora tamei. V'amar eruv uli b'tahora b'chol makom shehi. And you said, the guy said to his messenger, I want you to make an eruv with the tahora one. In other words, put both loaves of bread at the end of the tchum, and the tahor one will be good. I want that one will be the eruv one. That will be the eruv. So what's the halacha? Does that work? So the Gemara says, Tibar the Rav Meir, Tibar the Rav Yossi. This is the question, both according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Yossi. Right? Now, the Rav Meir of Yossi have a debate in our Mishnah whether Safik Erev is kosher or not. This question about whether you put two loaves of bread, one tahor, one tame, and you want that to serve as Erev Tchumim, so that question is a valid question according to both opinions. Dibor the Rav Meir, Adkan lo k'mar Rav Meir ha'asan d'leka tahora ha'ika tahora. So according to Rav Meir says that, in the Mishnah that Safik Truma and it became tame, it's not an Eruv. So that's because there's definitely not something that's definitely tahora. It wasn't definitely tahora. But here, there definitely is one loaf that's tahora. So maybe it's valid. Odilmor, maybe I would say the opposite. Afilu Rav Yossi lo kamar, ela hasam, the im isa, the hi tahora, yadala. Avalhacha lo yadala. And so there, Rav Yossi is lenient in the case of the Mishnah because if indeed the loaf of bread was tahora at the time when you acquired the Eruv, so you'd know where it was. But here, you never know, you cannot identify any loaf that definitely is tahora or not, because you don't know which is which. So maybe here, he would say, even in this case, the Eruv is not valid. And so the Gemara resolves it and says, whether Quantum of Yosef, whether a mayor, you need a Sa'uda definitely that's fit to, while it's still daytime. And here, you don't definitely have a Sa'uda because you can't eat either. You can't pick one and say, I'm going to eat it, because there is no one food that you definitely can eat. And therefore, it doesn't work, whether you hold like Rav Meir or Rav Yossi. Boy, mini Rav and Rav Nachman, kikar zu hayom chol amachar kodesh. Ervu libazem mahu. So let's say you say about a loaf of bread in Erev Shabbos. So you say this loaf of bread is chulin and it's not kodesh and you can eat it. But tomorrow, by starting from tomorrow, right, starting from Shabbos, I'm hereby say it's hektesh and therefore I can't eat it at the onset of Shabbos. And you say, I want you to use this as Eruv food. So does that work or not? Amarlei, Eruv Eruv. Yes, it's a valid Eruv food. If you do the reverse, let's say you say, Hayom Kodesh, today this food is Hekdesh, Ulamachar, but on Shabbos, Achol. And tomorrow on Shabbos, it will hereby be redeemed at the onset of Shabbos. I will redeem it. And then it will be not Kodesh, right? You can't use Hekdesh food for an Eruv. But you can use non-hektesh food for an Erev. So here you say, right now it's hektesh, but at the onset of Shabbos is not hektesh. And Omar Erev, Omar Erev Ali Bezeh Mahu. And you say to your agent, I want you to make this, I want you to use this for the Erev food. What's the halach? Omar Le, ain't Erev Erev. It's not a valid Erev. Maishna, what's the difference? Why in one case does it work, in the other case it doesn't work? Omar Le, Lechi Techol Ala Kura Demilcha. So first measure for me, a measure of salt, and give it to me for my reward, then I'm going to tell you the answer. Okay? So he says, so to explain the following. Hayom chol amachar kodesh misveka lo nachalei kedusha. If you say the food right now is chol, or is right now is not holy food, and tomorrow will be holy food, so out of doubt, right now it's fine. So then, beit hashmashos, so it's not going to become kadosh until it's vaday laila, until it says. So therefore, by Beit HaShemashos, it's at the onset of Shabbos, it's still non-hektesh food, and therefore you can use it for the Eruv. But Hayom Kodesh Machar Chol, if you say today the food is hektesh and tomorrow it won't be hektesh, so it will only lose its status, Misveka Lo Pakalei Kedushas Minei, out of a state of doubt, it won't lose its status of hektesh. It will only lose its status of hektesh when it's Vaday Laila, when it's certainly night. So therefore, at the onset of Shabbos, when it's Beit HaShemashos, so then it still is Kodesh, and you can't use it as Eruv food. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand at what point during Bein HaShemashos does the food become, does the Eruv food become Kodesh. So Tanan Hasam, we learn the Mishnah. Login Tvul Yom Shemiluhu Minachave Shal Maiser Tevel. So let's say you have a flask of that you immerse it in the mikvah. So let's say this flask was Tameh. You immersed it in the mikvah. You can still not use that kli you still cannot use that kli for truma until nighttime. Okay? If it touches Tameh, if it touches Tevel food, that's fine. But that kli cannot touch truma until nightfall. So what happens? So that this kli shemilu milachavi shel ma'aser. So you filled it with ma'aser rishon food. What happens? Right? You have some crops. You have some produce. You first separate truma. Then you separate ma'aser rishon. The ma'aser rishon goes to the levi. The tithe, the tenth goes to the levi. The levi then has to separate truma's ma'aser. Give a tenth of that Meiser that he gets to the Kohen. That's Trumas Meiser. So you have this Meiser Rishon food that the Levi got, and it's still Tevel, right? It's still considered Tevel. Why? Because he hasn't separated Trumas Meiser. Vamar, and he says, I raised a Trumas Meiser, Lisha Tefshach. And he says that the wine in this flask should be Truma only after it gets dark. So Devarim Kayamim. So then, after it gets dark, it becomes Trumas Meiser, and the Truma is Tahor, that's fine. Bimamar ervuli bizeh lomar klum. But if he says, make this, use this wide for an eruv, it's not valid. So why is that? Because beit hashmashos, it's still tevel. In other words, it only becomes untied. In other words, it only becomes truma at nighttime, right? So in other words, the flask only becomes fit to touch truma at nighttime, and that's when the truma takes into effect. And also, beit hashmashos, it's not fit for truma. It's still tevel. So beit hashmashos, it cannot be used as eru food. So barava zosu merasofayom. So meaning the last moment, Koda Eruv, the last moment of Beit HaShmashos, I'm sorry, Sofayom, the end of the day of Erev Shabbos, meaning the first moment of Erev Shabbos, the first moment of Beit HaShmashos, Koda Eruv, it acquires the Eruv. Disokodaita Pchilas Ayom, Koda Eruv, I Amar Eruvuli Bazeh Amai Lo Amar Klum, because if you want to say that the beginning of Shabbos, meaning the first moment after Beit HaShmashos acquires the Eruv, that's when the Eruv is Koda. So if you say, you know, Eruv is Libes, if you say this is Eruv food, Amai Lo Marklu, why is it not good? In the beginning of Shabbos, it has the status of Truma. So you must hold that really, when is the Eruv food, when is it Kona Shvisa? It must be on Erev Shabbos. Because at Erev Shabbos, at that point, it was Tevel, it was untied. It only becomes Trumas Maaser, at the onset of Shabbos. So he says it must be that it's only Kone, when it's Vaday Shabbos. So Mar Papa, Filo Tema, Tchilas Yom, Kone Erev. No, even if you want to say the very beginning of Shabbos is Kone, and not the end of Erev Shabbos, but Inan Suda Ruya Mibod Yom Baleika. You can make a distinction, and you can say that it's only Kona Shvisa on Shabbos itself, but the condition is that you need a meal that's fit for eating on Erev Shabbos. So in other words, there's the Gemara's assumption initially was that it's Kona Shabbos, the Erev is Kona at the same time where the food needs to be fit for eating. And the food obviously not fit for eating on Erev Shabbos here because it's only considered, Meisered at the onset of Shabbos. So Papa says it might be that really the beginning of Shabbos, that the Erev is only Kona. It only takes acquisition at the beginning of Shabbos, but you still need a meal that's fit to be eaten on Erev Shabbos, and you don't have that because on Erev Shabbos it's still Tevel, and therefore it's not a valid Eruv. Okay, so now the Mishnah, this is the next topic, is a big topic in Shas. It's a topic of Breira. Do we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? So our Mishnah is going to explain that there's a possibility that what might you do? Let's say you're going to leave this food on Erev Shabbos, and you don't know for certain where you want your center to be, right? Your center could be in your present location. Your center could be in the place where the food is. Let's say you leave the food in two different places and you make a condition. You can say, listen, I don't know yet where I want my center to be. And if X happens, I want my center to be in the west. And if Y happens, I want my center to be in the east. And in other words, so do we say, Yesh Breira, that we can clarify even after your action that you did, leaving the food over, then only later on it will clarify what your intent is retroactively. That's the concept of Yesh Bera. Huvar HaDavar L'Mafreya, that the matter becomes clarified retroactively. Can we say that in halacha? So what's the case? So let's read the Mishnah. Masna Adam Alei Ruva. A person can make a condition on his Eruv. He can leave food, two different Eruv foods. One in the west, 2,000 amos to the west of him, and 2,000 amos to the east of him. And Va'omer, and he could say, Im bo nachar min ha-mizrach, Eruve Lamarov. Let's say if I hear there are reports that the non-Jews are coming from the east. I know the non-Jews are coming. There are reports. If they come from the east, then I want my Eruv to be on the west. You know, as you put food on the west and the east. So if they're coming from the east, if that condition is fulfilled, then I want my Eruv, the center, to be in the west. And they might come later on during Shabbos. So I want my center to be from the west. So basically, I could travel 4,000. If I put my Eruv food 2,000 amos away from me to the west, that means I can walk 4,000 amos to the west on Shabbos. If Minamarov, if the non-Jews come from the west, then Eruv Ein LaMizrach, then my Eruv should be to the east. And then Ve'im Bo LeKad LeKad, let's say they come both from the west and the east, LeMakom She'er Te'lech, then I can place it wherever I can go wherever I want. Lo bo lakad velo lakad. Let's say they don't come at all. Then hamreni kibnei iri. Then I'm like the people of my city, and I can go to. Then what? Where's my center in my city? Okay. So basically, you did the maisa, the action before Shabbos, and you made a condition, and only when the condition is fulfilled, then that will retroactively clarify what your intent was. So that would seem to take the vision of yesh brera, that you can clarify. That you can clarify retroactively after you do the ma'aseh. That's what this would mean. Imba, another example. Imba chacham min ha-mizrach. If a sage comes from the east, eruv ein la-mizrach. So then I want my eruv food to be the east because I want to meet the chacham, the sage. Min ha-marav eruv ein la-marav. If he comes to the west, I want my eruv to be in the west. Ba l'kan l'kan l'bakum she'er te'elech. If there are two sages, one's coming from the west, one's coming from the east, then I want it to be wherever I want I can go. Lolakav lolakad, if it's not to either, Hamreni kibnei iri, that I'd like the people of my city. Rabbi Yehuda over. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Im haya echa behed rabo, if one of them was his Rabbi, holich etzel rabo. So let's say there's a gadol, there's a sage, but there are two sages, one of them's your Rabbi, so then it's clear that you want to go to visit your Rabbi. So even though you said either one, but obviously you had intent that if it was your Rebbe, then that's where you wanted to go. And if your Rebbe's coming from the west, then the west would be your center point. Vim ha-yushnei Rebbe, so if both of them were his Rebbe, then l'makom she'er te'ilech, he can go to the place that he wants to go. So Gemara now says, ki asar av Yitzhak tani ifcha kula bas nisim. So apparently Yitzhak brought a brisa that said the exact opposite. Okay? That said that when the non-Jews are coming, then wherever the non-Jews are, from wherever they're coming, that's where you want to go. And when the Chacham is coming, so you want to go the opposite direction. So the Gemara says, Kasha Nachri, Nachri, Kasha Chacham, Chacham. So we got a contradiction, with the price of when it comes to the Nachrim and the Chacham, from the mission to the price. So the Gemara says, Nachri, Nachri, Lo Kasha Ha, Bifar Hagabna. Our Mishnah is talking about with non-Jews who are tax collectors. You don't want to pay the tax collector, so you want to go the opposite direction. The Bryce is talking about where the rulers of the city that you need to cry that they're not doing their job, or you want to appease them. So therefore, you want to travel. You hear they're coming, so you want to go in that direction. And also, Chacham Chacham Lokasha Habavosi Pirkei Habavakri Shema. So the Mishnah, where you want to go close to where the Chacham is, that's talking about where he's making a drasha for the masses, and everyone, that you want to go, you want to hear the shir. However, the case of the Brisa, where you want to run away from the Chacham, that's where he's teaching kids to read the Shema to David. So here, you're not interested. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Ober, Im Haya Echad Behed. So if one of them was your Rabbi, you go by your Rabbi. Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan holds that if it's your Rebbe, you're not interested in going. So Rabbanan, Zimun Dicha Lebachavit Femi Rabbe. There are times that even if you have a Rebbe, you know, you, uh, You want to hear what someone else has to say. You want to go to see some other Rebbe, some other Chacham, not necessarily what your Rebbe has to say. So it's not clearly defined, decided, unless you say, if my Rebbe's coming, then that's where I want to go. But if you just say, I want to go where the Chacham is, even if one of them's your Rebbe, it's not clear that's definitely where you want to go. Okay, so now our Mishnah, it's clear from our Mishnah, the Rebbe Yehuda holds that, by the way, that in Bedinei Torah, we find the concept of Breira. Okay? So we're saying that, you follow the concept of Breira. And now we're gonna have a Braisa, which seems to say, that our Mishnah seems to say we follow the concept of Breira. But, the Gemara is now gonna bring a case where it seems like we don't follow the concept of Breira. Amar Rav, Leisa Lamasnisin Miditani Ayo. Our Mishnah is not correct because there's a Braisa that Ayo, who was a Chacham, taught. And our Mishnah is clear that Yehuda always holds a Breira, right? Because he said if you have two rabbis coming from two sides of the city, you can say that, that the Eruv will be valid retroactively, Be'erev Shabbos, wherever you decide to go on Shabbos. Wherever you decide to go on Shabbos, that we say retroactively, that's why originally I wanted to establish a Malkum Shvisa on Erev Shabbos. And Ayo says it doesn't work, the Tani Ayo, because Ayo has a Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Oda Masnal Shein Dvar Gechad, a person cannot make a condition regarding two sages that they will come tomorrow, one on this side, one on that side, that you can say the next day you want to go wherever you want, because Bein HaShmash, so that by Bein HaShmashos, it's not clear. If Bein HaShmashos, your decision is not clear, then it doesn't work. We don't apply the principle of Breira. Ella, rather, you could make the following condition. In this case, you make the following condition. That Im Ba Chacham LeMizrach Eruve LeMizrach, Viba Chacham LeMarav Eruve LeMarav. You are allowed to say that if a sage comes from the east, then the Eruv is on the east. And if the sage comes in the west, then the Eruv is on the west. Avalakanam Kanlo. In other words, you can say, listen, I'm saying right now at this point, Erev Shabbos, that I'm deciding right now, wherever he's coming, that's where the center is. But you cannot say that if two sages come this way or that way, that I can choose at that moment on Shabbos itself what the center is. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So again, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira. And then we have this Braisa, which says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not Breira. So now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Huda's position according to Ayo in the Braisa. The Gemara clarifies, Maishna Lekadol Kandalo. Why does he say that if both Chachamim come, I can decide where I want to go, the Ein Breira, that it's not that retroactively you can't decide. But, so why can't, what's the difference if there are two sages or one sage? Because why is it Lemizrach, and Lamarav, Nami. So why Nami ain't Breira? There's why in the case with one sage do we say it works? Why don't we say they're also ain't Breira? So Amarav Yochanan Ukvar Ba Chacha. Okay, we're not going to finish this discussion now. We're just going to finish this line right now. That according to Rav Yochanan, he wants to say that the case of the Chacham is talking about where the Chacham already came on Erev Shabbos. You don't know where he came. You know he came either the east or the west. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're going to know what happened on Erev Shabbos. It's not like, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, okay? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what Ayo is saying is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you can say that, I realized something on Shabbos, is where you realize a fact that was definite on Erev Shabbos. That on Erev Shabbos, you know a Chacham came. You don't know if it came in the west or the east. So you put food on both sides and you say, whenever I find out where he came, So then that's my center, but the center was already created on Erev Shabbos. The Chof already came Erev Shabbos. You just don't know where he came. But if indeed he's coming on Shabbos, so nothing is clarified at the onset of Shabbos, so indeed Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's not valid. We hold Ein Breira in that circumstance. Okay, so that's it for today.